My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that if you like the idea of sending holiday cards, but you didn't send them this year, just choose another holiday. Any time is a good time for greeting cards. And there are some upsides to skipping the December busyness. There are all kinds of reasons people don't wind up sending holiday cards. Life gets busy. Maybe your whole family spent December battling illness. You meant to order cards and then didn't until late enough that the cards were going to come after Christmas. If you feel sad about that, you don't need to wait for next December. You can choose any holiday, like Valentine's Day, or the start of summer, or anything, to send cards. There may even be advantages to sending cards at another time of year besides December. If someone receives 200 Christmas cards, they might not really notice much about yours. But if they only get a few Valentine's Day cards or Thanksgiving cards or summer greeting cards, well, they will notice yours. Plus, if you send your cards at some point after Christmas, you will be able to update addresses on your list based on the cards you received. That means fewer cards getting returned or winding their way slowly through the postal forwarding system or collecting on the counters of the people who recently bought your friends' houses. Even if you did send cards this past December, as you look ahead to this new year, you might think about whether you'd like to send cards during a different month. Here in the United States, I think Thanksgiving cards can be a great idea, particularly if you've moved recently or haven't sent holiday cards in a while. Sending Thanksgiving cards creates a chance for friends to update your address before they prepare their Christmas card lists. In addition, you don't have to figure out which people on your list do and don't celebrate various winter holidays, because virtually everyone in the U.S. celebrates Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is also the perfect time to let your friends and family know that you are grateful for them, whether in the printed message, in the note you handwrite, or both. If sending holiday cards in December is working for you, great. I certainly enjoy it. But if you didn't send cards this past December, or perhaps you're curious about a different approach for the future, consider sending cards at another time this year. People will be delighted to receive a card from you anytime, so there's no need to put on the brakes. It is always a good time to reach out. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.